This is the second article on why Kyoto won't work the way it is now. Kyoto is by far the best opportunity we have at present to slow or stop pollution, since it's just about the only worldwide system in operation now. It's not perfect by any stretch, but it's a beginning. It must first be admitted that the major weakness of Kyoto is the fact that it only addresses the greenhouse gas problem, which is certainly the most critical, but the whole picture of pollution is the main issue, and damaging gas production is only a segment of it. This gas comes from a variety of sources, and in all cases the root cause is human weakness, and the primary one is monetary greed. All things that are produced are either from factories or individuals, and the method of production produces effluent. The product is most likely polluting. The delivery system is most likely polluting, and solid, liquid, and gaseous waste is most likely created by all three. The car industry tops the list as the most hazardous of all manufactured items. Together with factory effluent, polluting autos, and the leftover waste of autos, one must add the pollution created by places like Fort McMurray in Alberta, basically a gas and oil producer, where auto fuels are created from tar sands and constitute Canada's top single pollution source, bar none. Other countries are trying desperately to obtain Canada's citizen-to-auto ratio, which is about 1-to-1 if you count all the vehicles in everyone's backyard. Beijing is host to the Olympics in 2008 and a prime example of the problem of playing catch-up to the so-called first world. If you click on the site, even the picture of the main stadium is partly concealed by a veil of auto, truck, and manufacturing vapors that the Beijing government says won't be there during the Olympics, even if they have to shut everything down a week before the event begins. If corporate production practices are the root cause of fouling effluent, why then do we allow this to continue? There are a considerable number of human weaknesses that foster this industrial demeanor, and the clues are manifest in the oddest of places. Look around you. On your way to work, you will see raw garbage in the ditches at the side of every road. People go to the fast food and just open the window when they're done and chuck the trash out while they're driving home. They empty their ashtrays, throw out beer bottles, pop cans, and anything else in an effort to keep their cars clean, but they neglect the environment in doing so. Many people don't do such things, recycle regularly, and pay attention to minor things like the amount of plastic grocery bags that they get from the store. Both types of people are guilty of a variety of other misdeeds that they have considerably less control over. Things like fashion, not only in toys, clothes, and electronics, but in major items such as autos. The primary reason to get a new automobile in Canada is, and the U.S., I should say, is fashion. The owner neglects to rust-proof or do preventative maintenance because he or she knows full well that in 10 years, they will be quite willing to retire the old junker and get a newer-looking model. It isn't all bad concerning the auto, since the new one may have better fuel economy and pollution control. But this trend is getting worse all the time, and the useful life of new autos is deteriorating rapidly. The companies pander to this human weakness, and people revel in it. Children have every kind of new plastic toy when they are young, and every conceivable electronic contraption when they get older. And where do they put all this stuff? Most goes to the landfill to eventually deteriorate, producing more greenhouse gas while just lying there. Laziness and fashion are not the only human weakness. weaknesses that cause pollution by allowing companies to capitalize on public habits. Convenience can be isolated as being another major issue. Throwaway items such as dusters, diapers, and food containers are all unnecessary when one considers that this type of pollution may allow people to accomplish more with their time, but is it really worth jeopardizing the very environment just for laziness and stupidity? People have been brainwashed into thinking that something like disposable diapers is actually a benefit over the cotton ones. The cost factor is enormous in comparison, and the work required to afford this foolishness simply defeats this convenience. This idiocy gets worse when you take into account that the friends and neighbors will openly ridicule a family that does not use disposables. The daycare will balk as if you had committed an injury to the child, and almost all thinking persons in Canada will not even consider the idea as if it were madness. Cotton diapers cost less than $50 and can be used for a number of children, passed on to neighbors, or used as rags when they are worn. Disposables cost that amount in a week. Plus, one must pay three different taxes on the earnings to buy them, including income tax, plus the added garbage and pollution problem. It gets worse. We cut down our trees to make these things and use gas to go to the store every other day to buy them. How stupid are we? Namron Sore.